Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Shalom, friends. We have now reached Parasha Vayechi, and he lived. Week 12, first Aliyah. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, "Who are these?" Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me here." And he said, "Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them." Genesis 48, verses 8 and 9. Why did Israel want to adopt Joseph's sons? Israel was sick and close to death. His physical eyes were darkened, but his spiritual eyes were open. When Joseph found out that his father was sick, he went to visit him with his two eldest sons. Yaakov received promises of having many children, but Rachel died early, and he thought that it wasn't enough to have two sons by her. That's why he made the decision of adopting Yosef's two oldest sons as his own sons, giving them the same status as Reuven and Shimeon. For more than 20 years, Israel thought that Yosef was dead. However, during that time, Yosef begat Ephraim and Manasseh in the world of the Gentiles, from a mother that was originally Gentile, but that had embraced the faith of Israel. The name Yosef means "he will add," and through him, more children were to be added to Israel in the time of his blindness and sickness. When Israel was about to adopt Yosef's sons as his own, he asked who they were. To make sure of what he was going to do, and to prevent the same thing from happening as he did to his father, when he deceived them and took the blessing. Then he asked Joseph to bring them closer so he could bless them. All these things are a prophetic projection for the last days. Joseph represents the Messiah ben Joseph, who Israel has considered dead for the last 2,000 years. During that time, many children from among the Gentiles have been born to the Messiah. Most of them are in the Christian world, and that's why they've learned both from the ways of the Gentiles and partly from the faith of Israel. In the last times, the sons of Yeshua will be brought closer to the faith of Israel, Judaism especially, during the time of great tribulation that Israel and the world will go through. Israel's eyes will be opened prophetically to see these children and adopt them as their own for the world to come. The question is, who are these? And it appears in two other sentences in the scriptures, Isaiah 49:18-22 and Revelation 7:13-14. These passages speak of the new children that will be added to Israel in the last times, especially during the Great Tribulation, when Israel will be sick and about to die. The arrival of Ben Yosef as Ben David will give new life to Israel. The interest for the Hebrew roots among Christians has been awakened by Messiah Yeshua, who is in heaven interceding on behalf of his sons on earth. It is a movement that will end up opening the hearts of Yeshua's non-Jewish sons to embrace Jewish faith and leave Christianity. This doesn't mean that they'll have to convert to be Jews, but to adopt a lifestyle and a theology according to Israel so that they stop being a stone of stumbling for the Jews. In the Messiah, there is room for both peoples without one having to convert to the other. The Jew cannot leave traditions to come together with the children of the Messiah from among the Gentiles. It is they who will have to change their traditions in order to live with the Jewish people and form one people together, multifaceted but united. Those obedient to Ben Yosef will be taken by him to Israel's knees so that he can kiss them and hug them and adopt them as his own. It's time to stop forcing Jews to deny and reject their theological, spiritual, and cultural heritage to become one with the children of the Messiah from among the Gentiles. Only when the children of Ben Yosef are willing to approach Israel completely and to be kissed and hugged by him will they receive their great blessing. May the Eternal give us open eyes so that each one can understand what we have to do in this prophetic movement of mutual approach. Shavua Tov.